The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The weather forecast for today ain't so bad. I think 12 to 16 degrees, largely sunny in the morning, kind of calm, and maybe some rain in the afternoon. Essentially, enjoy it, because tomorrow is going pear-shaped. Cathal Nolan, climate scientist, founder of Ireland's Weather Channel, is with us. First named storm of the season, I believe, Cathal?
It is indeed, Anton, the first named storm of the season, Storm Ashley. It's currently in the middle of the Atlantic. It's a pretty benign area of low pressure at the moment, would you believe? But as it interacts with the jet stream as we go through this afternoon, this evening, and especially so overnight, it is expected to deepen rapidly, going through what we call meteorologically as explosive cyclogenesis, where it drops by more than 24 millibars in a 24-hour period. And then as we go into tomorrow, will really start to feel its impacts felt across the country with a very strong winds. We've status yellow and orange weather warnings in place for winds. They'll probably reach their peak, I think, as we go through the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow, especially so in the west and northwest.
West and northwest, so we're talking about effectively the entire seaboard from Donegal down to Cork?
From Donegal down as far as Cork, West Cork, Kerry as well. Predominantly, the strongest of the winds, I think, are going to be from areas from around about Clare up to Galway, Mayo and Sligo, that coastal part of Leitrim, and then into Donegal. It's here that we'll see the strongest of the winds. Status orange weather warnings in place in Galway and Mayo at the moment. They could well be extended into other areas along that west and northwest coastline. Winds here potentially getting up as high as 130 kilometres per hour, maybe even a little bit above in one or two exposed coastal fringes.
And presumably that's gust rather than sustained.
It is, absolutely. So that would be the strength of the gusts. So the sustained winds, looking at them on the weather models this morning, they're coming in somewhere around about 65 to 70 kilometres per hour. So still very strong. And if we go by the sustained wind speed weather warnings, that would be up around the status orange level in many parts as well.
How long is it likely to last, and what will it leave in its wake?
Well, I suppose the first kind of signs of Storm Ashley, they'll probably arrive the very end of today. So as we go through the early hours of Sunday morning, we'll see heavy rain spreading across the country, an initial swath of strong winds gusting up to potentially 90 to 100 kilometres per hour in places, a little bit higher in exposed western coastal areas. And then as we go through tomorrow, the morning itself, winds won't be quite as strong, so we'll see a little bit of a drop off after that initial burst of wind goes through. It's probably as we go into the afternoon and evening hours that we see the peak of the winds, and then they'll continue to be quite strong, only easing very gradually as we go through tomorrow night. So it's a really 24-hour period that we're looking at, really quite inclement weather with various peaks associated with the winds, especially as we go through the afternoon and evening hours along the west and northwest.
How significant are we likely, or how significant is the bad weather that we are likely to see across this winter and coming winters? I was very intrigued watching some of the coverage of the hurricane that recently struck in the US, Hurricane Milton, and meteorologists describing a ramping up in power that was almost at the maximum limits of the physics of how fast a storm could grow, and talking about just a couple of extra degrees of warmth in the Gulf of Mexico and what that means for hurricanes and the likelihood of their occurrence. Are we going to be in a position where from now on significant extreme weather is the norm?
I suppose, look, if we take Milton as an example, let's say, so we saw that we had record temperatures, record sea surface temperatures within the Gulf of Mexico, and that certainly led to the increase in the strength and the severity that was experienced in Storm Milton, going from a Category 1 to a Category 5, the fastest transition, I said the joint fastest transition on record. So certainly we can see that increased temperatures within that part of the world in particular had led to an increase in terms of the severity of hurricanes. Now, for ourselves, the systems that we see here, mid-latitude cyclones, they're not so much impacted, let's say, by the sea surface temperatures per se themselves. So it's not a tropical system. But what we have seen is that with an increase in sea surface temperatures in our part of the Atlantic as well, that does lead to an increase in terms of the level of precipitation. So for every 1 degree Celsius we see an increase, we see a 7% increase in the amount of precipitable rainfall. So it leads to an increase in the risk of flooding. And then where we see that temperature contrast, let's say, between warmer sea surface temperatures, but also the colder air, when that interaction takes place and we see modulations then in terms of the jet stream, both in terms of its strength and also in terms of its meridional gradient, then we typically see an increase in terms of the severity of storms. So in terms of looking at the literature around climate change for our part of the world, what we're likely to see with climate change in our neck of the woods is that we will see an increase in the individual severity of storms. However, overall, there's no, I suppose, this we can't decipher a specific trend in terms of the frequency as to how frequent these storms are becoming in terms of how windy the weather and climate is here in Ireland.
Cathal, can I thank you particularly for kicking us off with meridial gradients and explosive cyclogenesis. It sets a tone for the rest of the show that I think ups our game.
my absolute pleasure, Anthony. Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue twister. I'm trying not to get caught myself here, to be quite honest.
Cathal, thank you very much for that. That is Cathal Nolan, who is climate scientist and founder of Ireland's Weather Channel. And if you're just tuning in, not a bad old day tomorrow, batten down the hatches, or rather not a bad old day today, batten down the hatches for tomorrow, because it is going to be interesting, particularly along the Western Seaboard.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.